Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hello there, little one. This is Mayor Bumble from the beautiful yellow skies of the town of Honey. Welcome back to Magic Minis, where Mara and Jake give you a mini-size magic right before sleepy time. Tonight, I'll tell you a story from our Honey Town about the day the rainbows disappeared. Now, after a beautiful rainstorm, no matter what realm you live in, be it the magical forest, the enchanted mountains, or right here in the town of Honey, there is always a rainbow. And oh, how everyone loves them. Some folks come to admire the colors. Others send their wishes to the rainbow, believing it carries them straight to the celestial spirits. But one day, after a gentle rain, there was no rainbow. At first, no one worried. Perhaps the rainbow was resting that day. But then it rained again, and again, and again. Still, no rainbow. That's when Pip, the cutest little cuddle bear in our town, began to notice. One afternoon, after the rain had stopped, he sat by his window just like always, chin resting on his paws, waiting for the rainbow to bloom across the sky. But the sky stayed empty. He padded over to his mama, tugging softly at her paw. "Mama," he said, "where are the rainbows?" "Every time it rains, I sit by my window and wait for the clouds to clear. Then I get ready to send my wish to the rainbow because it's so colorful, and it feels like it will take my wish right to the celestial spirits. But they've stopped coming." "Did they forget to smile over the town of Honey?" Mama Bear knelt down, giving Pip a gentle squeeze. "Rainbows never forget, little one," she said. "But sometimes even they need help to shine." That night, Pip couldn't stop thinking about it. If the rainbows needed help, then he was going to find a way. The next morning, he packed a little satchel with honey biscuits, his lucky scarf, and a small glass jar, just in case he needed to catch a bit of magic. He was ready to follow the rain and find out where the rainbows had gone, because the town of Honey didn't just need colors in the sky. We needed the hope they carried, and so Pip's journey began. But that, my little friend, is a story for another night. Thank you for listening. Don't forget to subscribe to Magic Minis wherever you get your podcasts. Sending you honey dreams from our town to yours, and remember to keep unlocking the magic.